What I want to ask two or three more questions. One for Howie. I want him to talk about his remembrances with Doodles around the general store, and then how they were recruited. They went off to different colleges, I think. But I want to ask you, what were some of your first reactions? I don't want to say that it's like being pregnant for 7 years, but you carry this project for 7 years, but then you put it in a book, and now it's out of your hands. And it's how people react to it. But other than some of the former players, what were some of the early reactions where somebody picked up a phone, or in this day and time they got on the Internet, or what were some of the first reactions?
The first review I got on Internet was just so wonderful. I was just thrilled to read it. I hope you'll read it, too. It was just wonderful. A man named Wiley from Virginia wrote in. No, everybody who read it and seemed to love the book. And some people told me, they said, you know, I really didn't even want to read this book because I don't care anything about basketball, but I read it because I loved your other book. And now I love this one, too. So it's been all very positive, I think.
What about the Cuba community itself? Did you all not recently have like a book signing or something?
Oh, yes. We had a fabulous book signing at the general store in Pilot Oak. I believe I'm the only author in the world that's ever had a signing. And we had an amazing crowd, at least, I don't know, about 2 hours. I don't know, maybe 200 people were there. And they were all just real warm and friendly and gracious, and they love the book, and they love the boys. They love seeing the basketball players again, and I guess that signing at Pilot Oak was something I'll remember to the end of my life. It was really a wonderful experience, and I appreciate those people for.
Allie, I know you've had some reunions down through the years, but was this a little bit different with a book to sort of center around?
Well, this has really been a lot of fun. It's been tremendous. All of the guys have made a special effort to be back together on most of the book signings. The people in Pilot Oak and the Cuba area, I don't know how many books have sold, so if Rutledge Press comes up with just a small number, Marianne better check it, because I would say in the Grays County area that there would be maybe even several thousand books that would be sold down there. But it's nice to see the guys and the old place. And Doodles and I stepped across the road from the store where the old basketball goal and court was, and we could still see the indented place there where the goal had been on a post. But it's been great. A lot of fun, a lot of memories. Marianne brought back things that I had forgotten, and then as I'd get to thinking about it, I'd think of, you know, how it really was, and I could add to it, but you do forget. I think Doodles and some of the other guys could remember, maybe they're smarter than I am, but I felt like they could remember more things. I played in college and after college, and I think that kind of dimmed some of the memories from high school. But
where did you go to Western? Doodles went to Murray, is that what?
Oh, no. Doodles and I both enrolled at Murray.
Oh, okay.
They recruited both of us about the same way. Now, Coach Diddle wanted both of us to come over and play in the Indiana and Kentucky All-Star game. Murray managed, through scaring Doodles' parents and my parents, to get us in summer school. You used to have a north-south game, Bob. You probably remember something about that. Had players all over the nation, like McDonald's now. But it was okay for us to practice and play there at Murray. Then they told us, you can't go over to Western because you'll flunk these courses. Well, I mean, that just scared us to death. After all, we were taking two PE classes. That would have been a disaster. But anyway, the key was with me on the recruiting. I'll just be totally honest about it. My dad was 67 years of age when I was entering college. And the politicians in Graves County, Baby Dewey, you probably have heard that name. He was one of the the school superintendent, one of the biggest politicians in Graves County, Mr. George Hart, who was president of Bank of Murray. They got my dad a job cutting weeds on the highway department, and he is age 67, and that was part of the arrangement for me to go to Murray, and he needed a job. Now, the day I graduated was the day they fired him. He was 71. And I think basically they did about the same thing for Doodles, and those were the keys to us going there.
Well, now, unfortunately, players are transferring all over the place, but back then it was almost a scandal to transfer somewhere. But didn't Doodles transfer?
Doodles and I got injured. We were playing Wichita University, and I broke my thumb. He broke his wrist all the same night. And Doodles didn't go to class after that as much. And Doodles was real easy to get discouraged about going to class, and he will tell you that. So he had not gone to class for a while, so he decided that he'd just drop out. He went down to Mississippi to a junior college and made All-American, led the nation that next year in scoring in junior college. Doodles was a great ball player. Now, he was a character, a real character, and I love him, and he can keep you laughing all the time. He can think of things that I don't even think of, and he was a great athlete, and he's a good friend of mine. And I wish he lived closer so we could talk about this book more.
Bob?
I'd like to ask Mary Ann what reaction you've had from the players and or their families from your book.
Well, I think it's been all good. It's been positive, hasn't it, Howard?
I think everyone is appreciative of Mary Ann spending all of this time, and especially after the final product, because I think there were fears from some that they wouldn't be mentioned and all of this, but I think it basically everyone's been very positive. Now, I can tell you about my family. I have a brother who's 9 years older than I am, and a sister who is about 14 years older. And they had left home, so they didn't remember some of the things, and they would say, I don't believe that happened. And I said, brother, you weren't living there at the time that happened. I lived it. You were already gone, or my sister was already gone. And after discussing it for a while, I knew enough about it that I could convince them, oh, yes, I remember some of that. So, but I think it's been very positive. And then the people, the way, Mary Ann, that they have assembled at Pilot Oak and all of these other places, friends down here in Bowling Green, I think it's been a tremendous response.
I think that signing we had at Pilot Oak still reflects that old Jackson Purchase spirit where, you know, these are our people and we're going to support these people. And they all came out for us. So I think that spirit still exists there.
One of the most amazing revelations of this interview for me is that Cuba, as small as it was a consolidated school. you had to have another school to bring it up to 100. That is really...
Well, Ron, I'll tell you, that was a major concern of the people at Pilot Oak, because Pilot Oak, we were called the war horses. And when they consolidated grades 7 through 12 into Cuba, you talk about anger. The people in Pilot Oak resented the fact. But once that we developed this basketball team, all of that was over. You know, they didn't remember about Pilot Oak war horses as all Cuba Cubs.
Well, and then we went to further consolidation. And when I took this trip, I made my fellow travelers take a couple of pictures of me. One of them, a sign there in Cuba. I guess we're in Cuba. Sort of a greasy spot in the row there. It said Cuba School. We went up to the school, and I had a picture taken by the sign. Then we drove around by the school, which interestingly is beside a graveyard, which I thought was sort of interesting. And I said, well, this school doesn't look all that old. It's all bricked in and everything. So I said, well, I guess they have bricked in the old school. But actually, the old Cuba High School is gone. Give me your thoughts about that, you know, losing that school and the consolidation. I guess all of those schools now are into Graves County, aren't they? Except Mayfield.
Well, at the time that they were going to consolidate Cuba and all of the other, there were about 8 schools in Grays County. The buildings were not in good condition, Ron. They were in pretty bad shape. The memories, of course, it would be very difficult for a school, high school of 100, just using your kids to compete now. University Heights over in Hopkinsville, about 70 kids, but they recruit all over the nation. Maybe I shouldn't say
that. Well, everybody knows that.
On this station, but that has always been a concern of mine, and it bothers me a whole lot because you recruit from all of the foreign countries, so forth. You knock out local kids who may only have one chance in a lifetime. Like yesterday, I spoke to the Noon Rotary Club in Bowling Green about this story, and there were several people who had seen us play both years in the state tournament or had seen us play in a home game or away game during the season. And it's amazing to me. The only reason is a style. If we had played normal, I guess what was supposed to be normal, no one would remember that. But it was all through Coach Story. He didn't tie us down and scream and yell at us. He would laugh. He would enjoy it while we were doing these things. And it made us want to do more. I would try to learn different things, how to bounce the ball off of my arm and, like, pass it instead of throwing it that way, bounce it off my arm and pass it over to my teammate and things like that. Doodle would drop the ball on the floor in the warm-up and take his foot and tap it, pass it when we cut by him going to the basket. And we just had a big time.
Well, it is part entertainment as well as sport, and I enjoy the old sports cable TV shows. They were showing Pete Maravich, who said he wanted to entertain people. He said it's more than just putting a ball through the basket.
He was the greatest ball handler and showman that I've ever seen in basketball. I've seen him play personally, and he was that good. Marcus Hames was the greatest dribbler in all of the Globetrotters, but Pete Maravich could do it all.
And I hate to admit that I'm old enough to remember Bob Cousy, but I do. And Red Auerbach was considered a disciplinarian. And Cousy, of course, did all the fancy dribbling, and he did the scoop shots and the passes around the back. And they asked Coach Auerbach, they said, you know, did you ever talk to him about that behind-the-back passing? He said, yeah, I did one time. He said, I don't care how you pass it, but somebody had better catch it. And our time is up. Thank you all so much. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Okay.
You've been listening to the second part of a two-part interview we conducted last week with Mary Ann Walker of Henderson, author of the new book, When Cuba Conquered Kentucky, the story of David beating a bunch of Goliaths to win the boys' state basketball championship in 1952. And a star on that team, Howard Crittenden, who now lives in Bowling Green. Also, we'd like to thank Bob Watkins, independent sports columnist from Glendale, who helped us with the interview. This is Ron Boone. Join us next Sunday for another interesting guest on Heart of the Matter.
To Heart of the Matter, a weekly community affairs program produced by WIEL.